for calling RDI Diamonds here in New York. This is Aubrey speaking. How can I help you?
Aubrey, this is Doug. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, real good. And I still got to talk to you about that bag, but I'm getting ready to sell right now. I picked up a green diamond from the Le'Veon Trunk Show.
Ooh, I got another one like that.
Hey, I want to tell you right now, I got one of my lawyers who they're coming up on their 20th anniversary.
Okay.
2 carat to a 2.5 oval.
Okay.
GIA certified natural diamond is what they're looking at. And so look in between it if you have something really nice at a good price, because I got to save them a little.
I've got lots of stuff. What do you think you need to be at so that it makes sense?
I don't know. I told him at 2 GIA certified, he's looking at 22 to 25,000. And I told him that at a 2, and he says, well, let's go 2, between 2 and 2.5. So there's some money.
Okay, yeah, and we can also get a shape, too, that might be a little spreadier, but still gives all the scintillation brilliance that looks maybe like a 250, but still has that price point of like 2 carat because it's an oval. So, yeah, I'll get that one right now. When is he coming in?
He wants to make a decision on that this Christmas. It's not till February, the anniversary, but I think he wants to buy the diamond this month.
If I have a rare and forever option, I am sending it in for you, FYI.
So let's see how it goes. But I've had this information for a week. I just forgot to call you.
Oh my God! Can you just text me, please? And I gave you the app, so you can just go on the app and search all of the finished goods, the jewelry, MDJs on there. On top of it, you know what I'm going to text you? I'm going to text you a bunch of – I just went in to the office to look at that 20-carat diamond that's in my office because it's, like, glorious. I'm going to shoot it out to you and tell you the same thing as everybody else. I will give you $5,000 of my commissions because I'm standing to make about 15. So a third of my commissions to anybody that sells that stone with me. And, yeah, it might not sell. It's a round. It's a 20.43-carat SI2 GIA certified for, do you want to guess the dollar?
No, I don't have a clue. I've never sold that big. What,
yeah, $825,000 your cost. And I would say somebody that's going to want to sell that independent like you would be 1.3 to 1.6. Easily, but I'd be willing to give a sales rep $5,000 of my own pay, and at the end of the day, I wouldn't even put it out there what your money is on it because you don't want to lose the integrity or the sale if somebody does say, hey, you know what, I remember somebody saying something about Michael Eller, and they had a post about this or that, so I'll send you the social media post kind of generated that I made for Christmas season. It's kind of corny, but it might identify to somebody that has a loved one that likes an elf on the shelf or being a superhero or not a last-minute Louie. I even came up with some taglines for you.
Good. And this is 20 because the guy I'm selling the green diamond has that kind of money. I got to ask, SI2GI, what's the color?
F, as in Frank. I can actually send
you. Oh, my God, it's colorless.
Yeah, I'll send you all the pictures of it. I can't tell you how nervous I was. And you shouldn't be nervous because it's, like, more durable the larger it is. However, it is literally the size of a quarter. I was putting it inside of a very large one succulent plant, and I'll send you all of the pictures that I have, all of the content for you just to throw out on your social media. You can use one of my little blurbs or, you know, I did some cute little comments or some, hey, natural-based kind of comments. I'll send you all of the criteria. Use it if you'd like for either store, because the only thing it's going to do is it's going to say, hey, Michael Eller Diamonds has somebody that can get me a 20 carat. I bet you they can get a 7 or an 8 or a 9 or anything else.
Right on.
Big diamonds are selling. So it was one thing that I thought, you know what, I used to do this kind of stuff all the time for my jewelers back in the day when I was in the office. It was easier. I could throw it on myself. But being, you know, with health and stuff, I went in myself on Monday, and I took pictures. I made this really corny little pine cone tree thing for this stupid elf on the shelf that I had from my kids way back in the day, and I made such good content. So So I'm going to send it all to you. You disperse it to whomever at both locations, and same rules apply at the other store. I'd be willing.
Okay.
Hey, I give you. You tell the other store you get fourth, and you get 5,000, and just because you're first, I'll give you 55. I'll give you 500 to either one of your stores, just so you can buy my girl something really pretty.
Well, that is huge. That is huge. Yeah, tell me what you got on that. I have a few people in the area that might play around with
that's
that
what
idea,
I'm saying.
So.
Like, I know that it's not going to be an everyday thing, because I think it's crazy. Like, I'm like, yesterday I said to this older, kind of like a Miss Shirley, so I give her all the respect in the world, but, you know, she's used to kind of doing things her way, and you just kind of live by those rules, and I just follow the rules, and you don't really offer any kind of out of the area, kind of off the snuff ideas like I normally do with somebody like you. So I'm like telling her, and she's like, dude, I've never had anybody at all want to buy something that much. How am I going to sell an 820? And that's my cost? I was like, you know what, Sue? Do you have something like that right now in your store? No, you don't. And neither does anybody. I'd probably fly you in to see me with your client in order to do that. That being said, you know what? People just need to know you can do big natural diamonds. Talking about diamonds and putting it out there in a different way that identifies as an experience, so that next year my game plan is to start right after Thanksgiving like I do with my family, because I think what it does is it gets people thinking about Christmas when you start bringing those silly little elf on the shelf people out. Think about it. During Thanksgiving, they're talking about Elf on the Shelf and all those cute little, you know, cartoon movies are coming out. Rudolph and all those cute little classics are coming out. And that's when you really start thinking Christmas is not until snow hits us. And we're not always fortunate in your area or mine. And in some southern states, they're never fortunate for that purpose.
We're going to get smacked around here pretty good.
We are this year, but not every year can we count on that. However, we can always count in both of your stores, if you wanted to get your own little elf on the shelf and you created your own little concept, attach it to a charity like Toys for Tots, and then you can make the community involved, and then you're getting double the exposure on both sides, or do like a drive for food or something like that, like bring in this, because Charlie the Elf is trying to go from zero to hero, and then it gets people in your store, and you being the good salesperson you are, you'll be able to sell anything. And I know you don't like the goods that are there with Rare and Forever, but you don't have them already. And remember, you're the only person they even allowed to have a whole separate display for free, and a whole bunch of inventory on memo, because normally this is stuff that we don't keep on memo. It goes out on inventory. So I totally suggest, if it's not anything you have, let's show them what you're made of. Because you know what? Who's to say just because you don't have it or don't sell it that somebody today or tomorrow might walk in and ask for something in rose gold or something in that style and that price point, whatever the case is. And then after the first of the year, we're going to be able to go back to them and say, you know what, you gave us the shittiest stuff, or in your opinion, the shittiest stuff. I love rose gold myself, but, I didn't choose it.
23. I did a lot in the pandemic.
Yeah, but it's
gold,
a price
but it just
point.
Sits in there.
It's a price point with Rare and Forever, because I'll also be honest, when I went to Christy and inquired why she chose that, she said, well, I was giving him really good price points where we haven't adjusted the gold, and rose gold is on sale right now, which is true. So they're actually a lot less money than if you were to be selling. Like, if she was to send an on-invoice item, like, to a store right now, it would have inflated gold pricing if it wasn't rose gold. So you're getting, like, a really awesome deal. So make some money on those. Let's show the other store what we're working with over here. You got me in your back pocket anyway, so you can have whatever you want in my inventory. You're RJO.
All right, Aubrey, I'm going to let you go. They're walking up the sidewalk.
You got it.
Take care, honey.
Bye.